But as Edison's power grid expands over a greater and greater area, he realizes his kerosene empire is at risk. Every home Edison wires with electricity is a lost customer for John Rockefeller.
The great titans of the late 1800s, like Rockefeller, they tended to be very ruthless. They were interested in dominating the market and moved in every way they could to get as big a chunk of the market as they could in order to ensure their own profits.
The industrialists of that time are naked capitalists. They absolutely want to get rich and wanted to build something that lasted. I mean, you know, Rockefeller wanted Standard Oil to be the greatest oil company in the world.
Rockefeller launches a targeted PR campaign against electricity, painting the new technology as dangerous, even deadly. He warns of mass electrocutions and out-of-control fires. Rockefeller knows if he can frighten the public, kerosene will continue to be the dominant light source.
I am not a good enemy. I'm a terrible enemy. So if you screw around with me or you hurt me, I want to hurt you back. Now, that doesn't mean physically, but I will, in the end, win because I'm a winner and I don't lose.
But John D. Rockefeller is about to become the least of Morgan's problems. A new competitor emerges.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nikola Tesla.
A war over the future of electricity is coming. And J.P. Morgan could be the first casualty.